What's up, everybody? It is Biggie. This is Matt. This is BB Shea, and welcome to Big Foodies, episode 10.
What?
We've hit the double digits.
Yes.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. So let's celebrate.
We will celebrate
with ice cream.
With ice cream, baby.
With ice cream.
That's right.
All right.
This is the Big Foodies, as always, coming to you from.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Marco's Biggie's Kitchen Studios. Thank you, Marco's, for that sponsorship. Today on Big Foodies, we decided to jump into the world of ice cream,
Ooh.
Which I feel like I'm very comfortable in.
Yeah.
But I had to go right to a classic Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
I think ice cream, Ben & Jerry's is up there.
For sure.
No matter how you feel about them politically,
yeah.
Save your comments, okay?
They make good ice cream.
They make good ice cream.
Great, okay?
Yes. So, I think what we decided was, which we actually asked a poll a couple weeks ago of what is your favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor.
And you guys are passionate
yes.
about some Ben &
yes.
Jerry's ice cream.
So, we picked what I believe we thought was the two most popular fan favorite flavors mm-hmm. to give a try. And then we each picked our own favorite flavor as
mm-hmm.
well. Now, some of us didn't know this, but luckily... One big foodie is actually allergic to certain nuts. Almonds, pecans, cashews.
If it grows on a tree, let it be.
Mm-hmm. That would be Matt. None of us knew that we had a foodie with an allergy among
yeah,
us.
I thought you knew me well enough.
Uh-huh.
So we were kind of limited on the things we could try.
Yeah.
Well, so
luckily, nobody picked one with any nuts in it.
Yeah, after we were done.
But see, peanuts are okay.
Peanuts are okay, yeah. It's a very specific nut allergy. It's nice to be allergic to the fancy, expensive
exactly.
nuts that can't really afford anyways.
Yeah, maybe it's the price tag I'm allergic to. I'm not sure.
That's true. Now, as a big foodie and being allergic to something food-related, I did call him a word that rhymes with wussy several times.
Because yeah.
mm-hmm. yeah. in the big foodie world, you just eat it. You don't even care if you're allergic or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what I did was I would eat like a pecan pie, or I would eat it on top of ice cream or a sundae. And after I'd get done eating, we'd all be sitting around the table talking, and I would just go...
Well, that's normal.
I did that around my family for years. Nobody said a word. It took my high school girlfriend's mom to say, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, what's up?
What's
wrong? What are you talking about? You're making a real weird noise with your throat." I'm like, "Yeah, it happens to me sometimes when I eat
you
dessert.
You don't almost die when you eat pecans."
Every time I eat pecans. Well, she said, "Did you just eat some of that dessert?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Are you allergic to pecans?"
What's
and
allergic?
I'm like, And she said, "Let me ask you a question. Does your throat do that every time you eat them?" And I said, "Yeah, it does." She said, "You're allergic to them. Stop eating them." And I'm like, "Okay, all right, cool.
Oh, I'll tell my mom."
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I'm like, what kind of love does my family have for me to watch me do it and be like, "What an idiot. He'll figure it out.
He's doing that thing with his throat again.
You grow out of it.
What a moron. He doesn't realize he's allergic to that."
Oh, Lord.
So the problem is now, because I've been off of them for so many years, the reaction has gotten worse.
Of course.
And my throat will swell.
Yeah. Although it would be fun to... It would be fun to watch Barrett stab you with a needle. Well, we have, for your sake, luckily, none of our favorites had nuts in it, so we're okay here.
Yeah.
Now, who wants to lead off?
I'll go first.
You want to jump
what
in?
You got?
Yeah, yeah. So my go-to Ben & Jerry is American Dream, the Stephen Colbert.
Oh, whatever. You would.
Yeah.
Talking about political.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right to Stephen Colbert
first. I don't know why so many bands and late-night hosts have their own Ben & Jerry.
Yeah, that is
weirdly
very
enough,
true.
But it's a fantastic ice cream. It's vanilla ice cream with fudge-covered waffle cone pieces and caramel swirl.
Mm.
Got put onto this several years ago.
All right, we'll dip us out some there.
I have been a fan ever since.
Oh, this me up. That's fine.
All right. There you go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
We're amidst the pandemic, folks. We're trying to be safe.
Yes. That's right.
A lot going on in this.
A lot of going on in this, yeah. Oh,
But I feel like that's Ben and Jerry's. Ben and Jerry's has a lot going on, but they always find the perfect combination.
Exactly.
Well, and they want to give you every flavor and every bite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, oh, I forgot there was this in that. It's all over it. Mm. Dang, now, that's a good ice cream.
I feel like I've tried about every Ben and Jerry's. And I do like a lot of them. But this is really, really, this has always been a good one.
This is a top-notch one right here. I don't know, something about the chocolate-flavored waffle cone pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird enough to make it good and,
I taste a lot of that waffle cone in this.
Yeah.
Is it caramel?
Ben and Jerry's, yes, a little pricey. But to me, when it's on sale, very much so, worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just want good ice cream, I tend to go to Ben and Jerry's if I'm wanting to spend the money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're celebrating something as big as 10 episodes of a podcast, you go big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is good. Mm. The caramel flavor of a Ben and Jerry's ice cream is no doubt good. Mm. I like that. So did Colbert put these flavors together?
I have no clue. I wonder if they get any say with that. You know?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Hey, this is what we got for you, bro. Mm-hmm. Hope you like it.
How much should we pay you to put your face on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all he cares about, right?
But
Ben and Jerry's, there's three faces that are available.
That's right.
The Big Foodie Fudge something.
Yeah.
Or something.
I wasn't sure where you were going.
Yeah.
You make it.
Yeah.
You make it.
Stuff. All right.
All right.
So, yeah.
Good.
Great choice
American
to start.
American Dream.
Real good.
All right. Am I flipping it up?
Let's do it. What's
got? All right. Save your spoons, new cup. Keep your spoons. Get a new cup. Now listen, as a fat person, everyone just assumes that you automatically like chocolate.
Yep.
All the time. It's like if somebody offers me a piece of chocolate, I'm not allowed to be like, no, I'm not really a chocolate guy.
Okay, right. You're not a chocolate guy.
I love chocolate, but I am much more of still, I know it sounds childish, a gummy person,
yeah.
A fruit person. So my favorite Ben & Jerry's is actually their strawberry cheesecake.
Cool.
And if you've never had it, you are missing out.
Absolute great flavor.
Great flavor and great job of lots of the crust. They put the crust in.
Mm. Yeah.
See that nice crust swirl in there?
Oh, God.
Did you get some crust swirl in yours?
No.
Here. Make sure you get some of the crust swirl in it.
Oh my gosh, that's rich.
I love this flavor from them. I do. Mm. I adore it. If I'm happy, I want it. If I'm sad, I want it. And look at that. Look at that crust swirl in there. Oh, it's delicious.
It's always there for you.
How many different ice creams? One thing about ice cream.
Put the crust right inside the ice cream.
I love it. And see, that's the one, again, with Ben and Jerry's. Good amount of toppings.
Yeah.
Very key.
Now, don't they have the flavors where they have, like, the core in the middle of it? So it's like a cookie dough mm-hmm. core? That's crazy, man. Ben and Jerry's. Shout out.
I'm going to finish this whole thing.
Yeah.
And not feel bad about it.
Is your mouth going numb?
Guys, cold.
I'm going
to finish this
whole thing.
It's funny. We were
He's
eating
about
this.
To slip a nut in here or something.
Matt's throat is closing.
Yeah. We were eating this, and I'm like, dude, I could eat that whole thing. And then now we're eating this, and I'm like, dude, I could eat that whole thing. And I feel like that's going to happen throughout the rest
well,
of the day.
Well, I will say this. The one thing nice about filming in my kitchen is I can just put it you right back in the freezer.
Exactly.
You guys can get down about as far as your car.
All right. I'll go next. I went with the Tonight Dough, which is Jimmy Fallon featured, Stephen Colbert. He's a follower. Jimmy Fallon led the way here. It's caramel and chocolate ice creams with chocolate. It says creams. It says creams. It kind of set me back when I read it that it says cream. With chocolate chip swirls and gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough and peanut butter cookie dough.
Okay.
How many chocolate chips should we put in there? Just a few gobs.
Yeah. Gobs.
That's a great gauge.
Chocolate ice creams with gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough.
It's not going to change no matter how many you read it.
I know. I've had it and love it, but I've never like read the
description
there. Yeah.
I will say this: that is probably my second favorite one.
Mm. Oh, I've never had this one.
Yeah. Oh, really? You never have?
Never had this one. No.
No. Let me change your life
with ice cream.
I'm excited.
Sorry, I ran into a gob there. Can I have a cup?
You're the worst sugar daddy ever.
I was waiting for a larger scoop.
Hang on, I'm getting more.
Let me change your life.
That's the problem with this. You're running into, like, the cookie dough gobs. Yeah, I'll get you more. don't think more. I'm stopping there.
Give me more, Mr. Scoops.
See, that's the thing. You get in, you like...
Something very odd about waiting for a man to dip you ice cream. Do I get more?
There you go, son. There you go. BB.
Thank you.
A little more.
There's like a burnt flavor in there. Some...
Really?
Something's burnt in there. I don't know why.
What is wrong?
What is in this? What is in this?
Oh, I love it. See, I just taste the cookie dough.
You ever eat just the raw cookie dough?
Hell yeah.
You ever just go to the fridge and just cookie dough it?
Yeah, I ain't got time to make cookies.
Half of it should be eaten before you ever get to the baking point.
Actually, funny story.
I like salmonella.
Somebody we all work with told the story one time about taking cookie dough to a friend's house. She left her house like early one Friday morning and she was going home with the friend. And she put the cookie dough out of the freezer in her book bag and took it to school because she knew by the time she got to the friend's house it'd be thawed. She got mad food poisoning.
Me.
What do you think, BB? You've never had it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest?
Please.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know. There's something weird going on.
Is chocolate? It too much cookie dough for you?
No, I like cookie dough.
Is it too much chocolate?
Too much.
Is it the fact that Matt's bare knuckles dipped it out?
I don't know. It's just too much.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I love it. But see, to me, putting cookie dough in ice cream, automatic win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I can see where somebody might think it's too much chocolate.
It is very chocolatey.
But if you can get that bite of the peanut butter,
yeah,
it's game over.
I don't know. I couldn't eat a whole thing of that.
Mm.
Like, just a... I don't know.
You can leave.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Something about it, I'm just not...
Sure.
Just
yeah, you could.
I don't know why.
Look who's being skinny today.
I can't eat the whole pint. I'll have just half a pint.
No, it's your opinion, and you're allowed to have wrong ones. Okay. So.
Fair enough. All right.
No, but it is a lot going on.
It's a lot. Yeah,
sure.
I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
All right. So now we have the two fan favorites. Do we go with the... Because the two fan favorites we picked, one is like a classic that a lot of people love, and another one is a newer one that I'd never heard of that so many people are on board with.
Oh, see, I think of both of these as classics.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I've never had either one.
Same.
Really?
Yes.
Never had either, either.
One because...
I've had one, not the other.
Okay, well let's start with fish food.
All right,
people love it. I know it's from the band Fish.
Yeah.
What's so, that?
All right, you want me to read this
yes,
again
please.
After my debacle of the tonight cookie dough? Chocolate ice cream with gooey marshmallow swirls, caramel swirls, and fudge fish.
Let me tell you why I've avoided this one. Because growing up, all the ice cream my mom would eat was frickin' Rocky Road.
Oh.
And this reminds me, and now I can't have ice cream with marshmallow in it.
Really?
Or anything that reminds me of Rocky Road.
You can
and
see
that's
the fish
why.
There. Look at the fishies. Fossey, put that up there.
Look at the fishies.
Look at the fishies. But to me, anything that reminds me of Rocky Road, like marshmallow,
yeah,
stay away from it.
No.
Sure, it's good, but it's just my child. Like, anytime I'd be like, can we have ice cream? Gotta get Rocky Road. Can we not get something else for once? Can we just try the cookie dough, mother?
Your mom was a Rocky Road.
All the, and she still is. I go to her house. It's what she has.
My mom was a major, major mint chocolate chip.
Okay, see, my dad loved mint chocolate chip. That was his thing. But my mom, see, my mom was an ice cream fanatic. She still, if it's in the house, she's like, I eat it. So she tries not to.
Mm-hmm.
My mother is in much better shape than me. But it just when she has it, it's always Rocky Road. And as a kid, I was like, ugh. Good.
Mm-hmm. I just got a fish.
Oh, the fish are there.
Crunchy.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
All right.
I really like that.
I'm a big fan of this marshmallow.
Mm.
I get the, but I like it.
I think the marshmallow really kind of adds a great aspect to it. Dang.
Tell you, it's really, really good. It would still not, I think it's just my childhood. It still would not be my immediate.
Well, and that's the thing. Everybody brings in their own
mm-hmm.
past food experiences that maybe something you enjoy more than something else. maybe you were overdone on it as a kid, but something about this marshmallow.
I really like the chocolate fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
A good flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. That may be my new favorite, honestly.
Look really? You like that. You went deep in thought there on it for a minute.
I thought you had blacked out.
Yeah, I think I did. Like I'm overdosing Mike on Barrett. Sweets. I thought I was at a fish concert.
Save your spoons.
This one's got in here.
We got one left.
All right. The Cherry Garcia. When I think Ben and Jerry's, my mind immediately thinks Cherry Garcia.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
Cherry ice cream with cherries and fudge flakes.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I've avoided this because I'll tell you, I don't like cherries in ice cream for whatever reason.
Neither do I. Cherry flavor? I love the cherry flavor.
Like I'm with you.
Like a cherry lollipop?
Love
awesome.
It. Something about cherries and ice cream I have always avoided.
But maybe a different thing.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I was surprised how good the fish food was, and... You're never too old to learn new things,
exactly.
Like to love Cherry Garcia ice
That's
cream.
Right.
And I can see the cherries in it. Something about cherries, just, I don't know why, just never...
Well, I heard a stat a long time ago, I can't even call it a stat, an interesting ice cream fact, that you never see grape ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's because grapes don't freeze.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Grapes don't freeze well, so they don't do grape ice cream because of the... The flavoring on it was
so
too weird.
So the cherry is cherry ice cream.
And there are cherries in it as well, because
yeah,
I can see
sure.
them. Now that is some big chunks of fudge.
Come on. And fairly large chunks of cherry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to say something that sounds weird, I know. It's the least sweet of the ones we've tried.
Yes. It is. It is. And when you bite into a cherry, it's a weird... contrasting texture.
Yeah. I like it.
Because it's almost like a gusher.
I'm not saying I don't like it, but it wouldn't be in my go-tos.
I've never been so conflicted about an ice cream in my entire life.
I'm going to try some more.
Put it into your... We're COVID here. Put it into your cup, I hope.
I am. I'm using the same spoon.
Thank you.
What are you conflicted about, BB?
I don't know if I like it or not.
I'm with you. Let me see that. I want to find a hunk of cherry.
Another thing that I'm running into is...
I was getting ready to complain about it being too cold.
I've got chocolate.
I'm sorry.
It's too cold. It's the last one we've had. It's warmer than every other ice cream you've eaten today.
Why is it so cold?
Why are the cherries cold?
Call him the P word. He's complaining ice cream's too cold.
Oh, I have.
Chrissy, I caught a... I still had a chunk of the fudge fish from the fish food, so I got like some chocolate with that bite. It added a little bit to it.
I like the cherry ice cream. It's like I was expecting it to be super cherry, but it's just hints. And I don't know if I like it or not.
I'm in the same boat. I mean, I'm with you on that. Mm. It's different for sure.
Hmm. It's one of my favorites we've had today. I really like that.
So what? Because
it's not... I feel like I could eat so much more of that because I'm not going to get that sugar rush.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting from some of these others.
I mean, obviously we each brought our favorites to the table.
Yeah.
But what would then be, let's say you're... Of the other four you tried, what would be next for you?
I would say, other than the one I brought, the strawberry cheesecake would be my favorite. Pleasantly surprised with how good the fish food was.
Yeah. I would say I love the tonight dough, so that would probably be my second. I did like the fish food. Cherry Garcia, much like Barry said, I'm still... it's not that I don't like it. It's just not... It's not something I would go get.
Yeah. My only hang-up on a couple of these is, like, with the fish food... I'll eat all of these, no problem. I think the fish food, those big... chocolate fish, when they're that cold, it almost is hard to bite into.
Oh, boo-hoo. Sorry, did I ruin
it? He sat here and did all that. And then I dropped that. It just makes it harder to bite into.
I can't bite into the
fish. When I'm eating my ice cream, I want it to be smoother.
I understand.
You looked at me like you just complained about ice cream being cold. Yeah, other than the one I brought, the strawberry cheesecake is incredible.
Like, it's great.
Golly, it's so good. Then I would go the fish food. I think I like the Cherry Garcia better than the Tonight Dough, honestly. Well, you I don't even know if I like the Cherry Garcia.
You accuse the Tonight Dough of being burned.
It tasted burnt to me. I don't know what it was. They burnt the fudge they put in
Cherry Garcia is just, I don't know. But it's, look, it's not like I'd turn it down if it was handed to me for free. But
none of
say
it
that
would.
About ice cream. All right. Well, there you go. Again, thank you all who voted in the poll for letting us know what your favorites were. Feel free to drop your take on Ben and Jerry's in the comments below. Of course, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Thank you. We hit 1,000 followers on YouTube, so thank you guys very much, as always, for tuning in. Thank you to Marco's Pizza for sponsoring our kitchen, as always. And it's time to give away a Marco's Pizza, as we do at the end of every episode. And today we will pick an Instagram follower.
Right.
So if you're following us on Instagram, maybe you'll be the lucky one to get a Marco's Pizza. If you are, check your messages. We'll message you and let you know you won.
And if you're not following us on Instagram, follow us so you can be in the running.
Absolutely. Again, thank you guys. As always, we are the Big Foodies, and we will see you next time.